Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is continuing. In-depth team coverage of the coronavirus in the nation's first person-to-person spread of the virus. And it's here in California, and all this comes with rising economic cost. Live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, this is a coronavirus infection. This is near the Bay Area, Solano County. The CDC, in a statement, accredits astute clinicians for this disturbing discovery. It was originally suspected by the guy's doctor. Now, this is significant for so many reasons, but the big one is that the patient had no travel to virus-threatened areas.
If we are looking at a pandemic and there are extreme measures such as workers staying home from work, travel restrictions, then it could have a more profound decline in global economic activity.
Economist Chris Lavakis with Moody's. A lot of talk, though, about economic fallout here in California from coronavirus. Facebook has canceled next month's global marketing summit. It was expected to bring 4,000 people to the Bay Area. And in Riverside County, remember, they had a quarantine there at March Base. The feds have been told that that coronavirus quarantine at March Base, it cost Riverside County Health $1.5 million. Back to you.
A meeting set later today in Costa Mesa, in that city's fight with the state and the feds over using the Fairview Development Center as a quarantine site.
The meeting was initially set as an outgrowth of a federal judge's temporary restraining order stopping the use of Fairview. Costa Mesa's team will be joined by Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe, who wants state and federal officials to answer, among other things, what would happen if the number of potential occupants increases, or what protocols are for treating patients if a full-blown outbreak of coronavirus at the center happens.
These are questions that I think any person, common sense person, would ask is like, before you start to launch into this very hazardous activity, do you have a plan?
Orange County has already declared a state of emergency in anticipation of any widespread outbreak of coronavirus. Costa Mesa officials intend to hold a news conference detailing the findings of the meeting later today. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070.
Cops are looking for a black Lincoln Navigator with a casket and a body inside. It was stolen last night near St. Anthony's Greek Orthodox Church in an area between Arcadia and Pasadena. Police say the keys had been left in the ignition, and it's unclear which way the thieves traveled after stealing the Navigator. Vehicle's license plate, they have it. It is 7ZDGB. Let's try it again. 7ZDG. 618.
The investigators still trying to figure out what caused that fire in Carson.
The giant fireball that erupted from the Marathon Oil refinery in Carson Tuesday night was caused by gas spewing from a broken pipe or pump that hit an ignition source. That's according to Brad Levi, the vice president of Marathon Los Angeles Oil Refinery.
It would have been ignited by any ignition source in the refinery. We run dozens of heaters in the plant. So what we've tried, you know, our objective is obviously to keep all the hydrocarbons in the pipes all the time. We don't know where the ignition started. We know there was an ignition source. It could have been any type of equipment operating. We've got to do the investigation to find it.
Levi says the gas that burned was methane, ethane, butane, and propane. He says no toxins were detected in nearby neighborhoods. No one was hurt. Marathon and Cal OSHA are trying to determine the cause of the explosion. In Carson, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a hearing today in Boston that could set a trial date for Lori Loughlin and her husband. And there's new information that the lawyers for the couple say backs their claim that they're innocent in the college admissions cheating big scandal.
The attorneys for Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are sporting new evidence, which they say should clear them in the college admissions scandal, which rocked the nation. The lawyers say prosecutors provided the defense with notes written by the admitted ringleader of the cheating scheme, which support the couple's claim they believe their payments were legitimate donations, not bribes. They charged the government with holding back evidence, which would have cleared the couple. They were accused of paying $500,000 in a scheme to get their kids into USC under false pretenses. Bob Brill, KNXN 70 News Radio.
The trees in Laguna Beach have been saved, at least for a time. Some residents objected to the provision of the Downtown Action Plan because it called for the removal of about 100 trees that a consultant determined were not in good health. The council was due to vote this week on a transfer of money from higher-than-expected parking revenue to the action plan. The pro-tree forces showed up and told the council why the trees need to stay.
To remove that would be to remove, I think, the one place in all of Laguna that has the romance that we all consider Laguna to be.
Other residents had more practical objections. The loss of the oxygen production, trees do that, you know, loss of shade, and the amount of time it takes to get a replacement tree planted. It worked. The council did vote to approve the money, but specifically excluded the removal of the trees, at least for the time being.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.